Cafe.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're launching here in hour number one. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Quick update to start the show out with tonight. It's one I wish I wasn't telling you about. We told you a story. Mark, you actually told the story last night of the 17 Chinese Muslims that have been ordered released. It was good news. It sounded like something good was actually happening. We like it when good news happens because usually,
with the government.
Yeah, usually.
Lots of good things happening otherwise.
Right. Usually it's with the government, it's usually just bad news after bad news after police state news after bad news. And, well, now there's bad news. The update from CNN. A federal appeals court Wednesday blocked the planned release of 17 Chinese Muslims from the U.S. military facility at Guantanamo Bay, granting the government more time to argue against the plan. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals granted the Bush administration's motion for an emergency stay and set up a schedule for briefings over the next week to address the complicated issues of the case. A day earlier, lower court in Washington had ruled the detainees, who had been in U.S. custody for nearly 7 years, were to be brought to a court by 10 a.m. Friday so a judge could set them free. In an emergency motion filed overnight, do these people work overnight when they find it important?
I don't imagine you could file a motion overnight. However, the government can.
Right. The Justice Department attorney said only the executive branch, not the courts, may decide whether to admit an alien into the United States.
Where did the executive branch get that power?
Well, I guess they just decided they had that power.
It's not in the Constitution.
The government further argued the lower court's decision to free the detainees threatens serious harm to the interests of the United States and its citizens by mandating that the government release in the nation's capital 17 individuals who engaged in weapons training at a military training camp.
Do you mean like our military personnel and retired military personnel, released military personnel? I mean, there's all kinds of people in Washington, D.C., and I don't see why the capital is any more important than any other city, by the way, in Washington, D.C., that have engaged in weapons training at a military facility.
Didn't the judge that originally released these guys basically say that there wasn't even the slightest shred of a piece of credible, even hearsay-related evidence against these people?
That's what he said.
But yet this other judge is saying that, well, now these people were at a training camp, and therefore they're a problem.
Does that mean
were
that
they?
Does that mean that they should lock up everybody who was ever in the United States military, the United States Navy, the United States Air Force, the Coast Guard,
there have been some dangerous, crazy guys that have come out of the U.S. military, so would seem as legitimate if you want to consider that legitimate. The appeals court's move will halt the release for at least a week. Of course, we'll find out, I guess, what happens after the first week is done. We're pleased the Court of Appeals granted our request for a temporary stay, and we look forward to presenting our case. So there's the latest. They've been held back, still going to stay in Guantanamo until further notice. Supposedly as soon as a week, but there's no real definite time period here. This could go on and on.
It's a real shame.
Yep, so no good news, unfortunately, to report on that case. Those poor guys are going to continue to stay in illegal custody down in Guantanamo. Your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. And we'll start with Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Tim?
Well, I'm thinking about going to the Liberty Forum. I really want to go. I want to see
Excellent.
New Hampshire. The only problem is my girlfriend is a complete socialist.
Oh, well, now, why is that a problem? I would think that a socialist would be somebody who is ripe to be converted or to be at least given the information with which to convert to a pro-liberty viewpoint. I mean, after all, most socialists are quite – they're very, very – they want to stay away from the idea of endorsing violence. They don't like guns, for instance, for the most part. And is that the case with your socialist girlfriend, or is she a violent socialist?
No, she is not a violent socialist. However, she comes from a poor family, and so they've received aid in the past, and so she mm-hmm. sees the welfare system is a good thing. She's also, you know, anti-gun, so she's pro-gun legislation, these kinds of things.
Does she live on her own?
Yeah, we are actually moving into our new place on Friday.
Did you suggest to her that you guys put a sign outside the house that says this is a gun-free home?
I did. I did use that. And
what did she say to that?
Go on ahead. And we live in we're going to be living in not a very good neighborhood. So
but she thinks it's a good idea.
Not be
that
a good
sign
idea,
out there?
But,
she said go ahead?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
Yep. She's a complete socialist.
Have you shown her the gun in the room?
I've attempted to, and she's very stubborn. She's very set in her ways, and that's why I'm calling to ask you guys if it would be a good idea to maybe try to bring her to the Liberty Forum to see if maybe this will have any impact on her more than, you know, my own, you know, talking to her. And I'm also trying to listen to the Liberty Market Underground podcast by Citizen
Liberty
Act.
Radio Underground, I think.
Liberty Radio Underground, and that seems to be working a little bit. But
does she get like ending the war on drugs? What are some things you guys agree on?
Right, the war on drugs, she agrees on that. The police say she just doesn't see it. She doesn't see the gun in the room. I point it out, and she won't.
She doesn't see the police state. What about what happened to all of her socialist brethren outside of the Democratic and Republican National Conventions? Didn't she see that?
She thinks that these things are bad, but she doesn't necessarily. She thinks that they're also potentially necessary.
Wow. Well, what do you think, Mark? Should this young lady be brought to the Liberty Forum? I honestly don't know about that.
For one thing, it's not uncommon in a relationship for the other person to consider you an idiot because they see that you made mistakes. You know, they get to see you on a regular basis, and they see that you've been mistaken before. And, you know, the definition of an expert is somebody from out of town.
Well, then maybe it would work.
You know,
or help.
Maybe. That's all I can say. She might have a good time if she came. You never know.
She would certainly see that there's a real movement here, that it's not just her crazy boyfriend all by himself.
Right.
She would also see that there are some other women involved. She would meet some really, really nice people that really love Liberty, and hopefully she'd meet the more persuasive of them. And I don't know. I can't see how it would really hurt that bad. I'd love to hear from other people that wanted to chime in on this, who've been to the Liberty Forum, maybe somebody who has brought a family member or a loved one who didn't quite get the Liberty thing to the Liberty Forum and had a good experience, or maybe somebody that had a bad experience. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Of course, we're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum happening in early March. It's a Free State Project event. Of course, the Free State Project, this, of course, I'm telling to anybody who's brand new tonight, the Free State Project, a movement of moving as many thousands of activists as we possibly can all to one geographic region. So I'm guessing that you find this idea pretty appealing, I mean, the idea of the Free State Project.
I've been a listener of the show for probably 3 years now, and the longer I listen, the more I want to go. And it's you guys are doing amazing things, all of you.
Has she listened to the show with you?
No, I've attempted to kind of to bridge into that as we're riding in the car. Mm-hmm. And I had my iPod on, and oh hey, you know, listen to this. And she's not very receptive. She's very stuck in her way and her views.
So when you try to show her the gun in the room, that is the idea that everything the government does, whether it's a welfare program or whether it's a war in Iraq, whatever it is, whatever program the government is promoting. The idea of the gun in the room is to show the person that everything they do is backed up by the threat of force, in that if you don't participate with whatever their program is, if you don't pay taxes to support their welfare program, then you could be hurt, that you could be shot, you could be thrown in a cage, that men with guns are willing to use those guns to hurt you in order to force you to participate. When you've tried to show her that, you're saying that she just kind of, shrinks away, backs off, doesn't want to talk anymore? What's her response?
Well, she kind of backs off, and she tries not to hear it. She tries to make the best out of it and make it seem legitimate.
We have listeners, and I want to hang on to you here, more with Tim in a moment. We have listeners who were socialists and have come on board with the Liberty idea, so maybe some of them can call in with some suggestions here as to how to approach her. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are totally free. And they go back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website. Enjoy on us. Again, freetalklive.com. internobs.com. If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, internobs.com. As we go back here to Tim, who is in Illinois, Tim has a problem. A problem that I would think that you could relate to at least somewhat, Mark. Your wife was a Democrat at one time, not an avowed socialist, but there's some similarities. So, Tim, you're back on the show here, and how long have you been with this young lady?
A little over 6 months now.
Okay, 6 months. So I would say a relatively new relationship. You've been with her. Have you seen her shift her viewpoint at all, or is she just completely stuck in the mud?
No, I mean, I've gotten her to agree with me on things that at the beginning of our relationship she didn't agree on, like the war on drugs. I've pressed that really hard because that's probably one of the easiest topics to really push on as far as starting towards liberty. That's where I started. I've seen her viewpoint change slightly over the past 6 months.
All right, this is good news.
Yeah, I have to say that, with my wife, we would, this was honestly before the show was, really going on. At least it wasn't nationally syndicated 6 nights a week at that time. And we'd go for long walks at the, sort of the beginning of our relationship when we started living together, that kind of thing. And we'd talk about these things. And she was sure that I was a big mouth idiot. And the idea that, I would switch over, that I would convert her to whatever my philosophy was made her feel weak, I think. There was these ideas out there, and certainly a great deal of people in the world are going to do a poor job managing their money. And this is kind of the idea of many of the socialists out there, that people are too dumb to handle life on their own. And you know, I don't doubt for a second that there would be people that didn't plan for their retirement. There would be people out there that did a poor job, ended up poverty stricken and had a bad situation because of it. But I think that for one thing, you'd see stronger family ties in a world where the government didn't pick up, have the safety net. You'd see people more connected in social groups because those social groups protect you. My church will do whatever they have to in order to take care of church members that have financial problems. And then lesser so for people of the community at large. But if you're a church member, oh heck, they're going to do something. They're going to do whatever it takes to get you some money. So I understand her point there. However, I never really converted her on any one issue. I just talked about these things, time and again, just different times. I'd slide them in. I became less forceful in pushing my point and tried to be, just more persuasive. I wouldn't get to the point where she had to say yes or no. I wouldn't put her in, box her into a corner. I just kind of talked about things off the top of my head and, sort of thought out loud, as it were. And over time, those things worked.
Mm-hmm. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. I want to go to a phone call. We've got Mark on the line in Ohio. Mark, you are on with Tim. Mark,
hello. Oh, yes. Yes.
Hey there.
I've got a question. I've got this. Tim, if it came down to martial law, and would she be willing to leave the area with you to go to safety, or would she listen to the government and put you in danger? I guess that would be my question to ask her. If she's not willing to go with you, and for what martial law and what the New World Order is coming to, I think I would find someone else who is more agreeable, compatible with your thoughts.
Thanks, Mark, for the call.
Yes.
Tim, go ahead. Tim?
To be completely honest, I think we would part ways at that point. To be honest, I think she would probably listen to the strong hand of the government.
So you've presented the idea of the gun in the room where the government could hurt you if you don't obey, and I presume you've tied it into an issue that you're concerned with her not agreeing with you on, like welfare. You know, for instance, I can give money to charities as I wish, and if I withdraw my money from a private charity like United Way or the Salvation Army or something like that, they don't send bums with guns after you to hurt you. But if you withdraw your money from the government's system and the government welfare program, because maybe you, for instance, don't like the idea of supporting an organization that has a 70% overhead, and you'd rather give money to an organization with a 30% overhead, for whatever the reason is, she has you presented that to her, and she's basically rejected that whole concept out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, let me put this instance out there. We're going to be moving in less than a week, or like a week from now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be pretty tight on money for a while,
mm-hmm.
like the next like month or two until we kind of get settled in and everything. And she's brought up, hey, why don't we just go on, you know, get a little bit of aid for food and stuff. And as a principal, you know, person that I am, I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would rather starve or buy, you know, live off ramen for the next 2 months until we get on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but why? You know, you pay into it. Yeah, at the force of a gun. You know, and I that's how I kind of started that. And she thinks totally that since we pay into it, we're totally, you know, obliged to have it.
Well, I'm not sure that I disagree with her on that.
That's a legitimate point.
I'm not sure I disagree. I don't think that if the big thug that's stealing money from you is giving out dollar bills in the middle of town square, that you would be wrong in going to get some of those dollar bills. I think that the big thug that's stealing the money is the one who's wrong. But I understand where you're coming from. I wouldn't be able to do this libertarian show or whatever, this liberty-minded show, and take aid.
Right. Well, by taking the aid, you are to some extent encouraging the thug. And by taking the aid at the same time, by taking the aid, you're basically you're legitimizing the system. So it's a good
right.
idea to not take it. And at the same time, also, if you take the aid, it can create an entitlement mentality. It can make you feel as though that you should continue to take the aid. And what's worse, I think, is that you have to bow down. You really have to bow down to the thug, because then the thug standing in town square can say, well, I'll give you this dollar, but you have to jump up and down 25 times. You have to, you know, bend over, kiss my boot. And obviously the government welfare department is going to make you do things like that, but they will have things that they want you to do. You're going to have to show them all your income. You're going to have to let them in your house at any time of the day or night, or whatever other strictures they might put on to that. I want to bring you back here and continue this discussion, because I think it's interesting, and I know there are a lot of people that, if you can hang on,
I
want to continue this. You've got a call here. If you want to dial in and talk to Tim, 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a suggestion for him. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925.
SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Travel less, meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600. Get a free trial of WebEx and a free webcam. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx today.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started things out here. We're talking actually to Tim in Illinois. We're going to bring him back on the line. He's encountering an issue, a personal problem that unfortunately a lot of liberty-minded males encounter. They will find themselves a lovely young lady who is probably great in a number of different ways, except the whole part about loving socialism. And that's the problem that you've been encountering with your girlfriend of 6 months, who it sounds like you're getting ready to move out. You're going to move in with her for the very first time coming up here shortly. Is that correct, Tim?
Right. We're getting our own place.
So what? Tell us, before we go on, I've got another phone call for you, but before we go on, tell us some of the things that are great about this girl.
She's a lot of fun. She always makes me smile. I mean, she's just really great. She's a really nice girl. My parents love her. My whole family loves her. My daughters love her. So it's really good.
So she's worth working on then. She's not somebody you want to just kick to the curb and move on or find somebody else.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to bring Dave in here. Dave, listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Dave, you're on with Tim.
Having experienced both sides of the coin, have you told her to friends that have been on the other side of the coin and have been treated badly by the government?
She doesn't really have a lot of friends that have, you know, been busted for anything. You know, she's been pulled over a couple times. You know, we're both kind of freaks. We got, you know, big gauged ears and piercings and stuff. So we've been
pulled over and harassed in certain ways. And, she always just says, oh, well, we probably just look strange. They're just doing their job,
Dave, any other thoughts?
My best idea is to educate her, but that might not work either.
I agree with Dave. Huh? I think that this is not something that's going to be done overnight.
No, certainly not.
She's too strong of a personality to defeat in a conversation.
Well, you don't want, if you have a defined belief system, I mean, if you believe in socialism, if you're not just the average Democrat or Republican that's just sort of been told a few things, if you're a real dyed-in-the-wool commie, or a socialist, you don't want to believe, you don't want to come to the understanding that your belief system is wrong. Isn't that cognitive dissonance there where, there's not a feeling that people want to understand? Dave, thanks for the suggestion. It was a good one. And here's another suggestion. Does she like to read? Tim?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Does your girlfriend like to read?
She does. She loves to read.
All right. Now, do you guys read together, or is it a sort of a separate occasion, separate activity?
Something I've tried to do in the past, but our work schedules don't work out that we have a lot of time, to sit down and do that while we're doing other things.
Could you make a deal with her, like a book trade, where you'll read a book that she recommends and she could read a book that you recommend, namely Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart?
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely a good way to go about it, and I think that what she needs to do is she needs to hear a message from more than one location. She needs it libel, when it comes from more than one location, it'll be delivered in different fashions. And she needs to have time. She needs to be able to decide on her own, issue by issue, that this is, this is true here, this is true there, and then she'll be able to apply the principles, as she gains the principles, she'll be able to apply them on different issues, and she'll move faster through the issues.
For somebody that appreciates, for somebody that's interested in helping the downtrodden, I don't think there is any better book than Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. You can order a copy, I believe, over at amazon.freetalklive.com if you don't already have one. Highly recommend that book. I think it is so persuasive and so brilliantly paints the picture in people's minds about how government truly is force, and that all of the things that the people that want to help others can accomplish can be accomplished much more effectively by using the free marketplace and voluntary consensual means. I think that if she goes through that book, she'll have a real, if not a complete paradigm shift, she'll have a real several aha moments, and it'll certainly help prepare her for going to something like the Liberty Forum. I mean, if you're going to go to the Liberty Forum anyway, if she's read Healing Our World prior to that, I think she'd be much more receptive to meeting some of the people there who no doubt are not going to be as persuasive as Ms. Ruart. And I wonder, did Mary Ruart wasn't there last year, was she? It was Sharon Harris that went last year.
Yeah,
right?
Mary Ruart wasn't
there. I wonder if she'll be announced this year. I don't know. I don't know if I've heard any rumors yet on that, but there's certainly a possibility. So that would be kind of cool, right? Like if you, I don't know if it's going to happen, but if you were to put this book in her hands and she was to read it, and then if she was to like what it said, then you could say, hey, Mary Ruart's going to be at the Liberty Forum. Now, again, I'm not saying she is. I don't know. But I know that she didn't get the Libertarian presidential pick, and there's a good chance she's being approached. I think that's all I can say at this moment. So hopefully that'll help. I think I'm about out of ideas for tonight. Mark, anything else?
No, I think that we pretty much covered it. It's going to take time.
Yep. Tim, let us know. Will you call back periodically and give us status updates on this whole situation?
I mean, she's not completely hopeless. She agrees that universal health care is a bad idea, and she agrees
that we no longer
have a capitalism, it's a mercantilism. So,
okay, good.
Huge steps.
She's not completely hopeless.
All right, very good. Well, stay positive and try that book trade out and see how that works.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim, for the call. Appreciate it. I hope it works out. I would love for people to stay together and continue on and grow and learn about liberty together and get active together. I think that's a wonderful vision.
Well, I suppose hand in hand, signboard and signboard, bringing down the government, right? For me, that's not how my life goes. My wife understands the principles, understands they're important to me, is probably, it believes in libertarian stuff.
Yes.
By and large, but when she strays back, she strays Democrat. When I stray back, I stray Republican. And,
why are you straying back anyway?
Well, because
what's wrong with you?
One gets scared. Well, because you aren't presented with liberty options in this world. You know?
I see.
So when I'm so you're saying, for instance, in this election, if she if she votes for president, she's going to vote for Barack Obama.
So you're saying that if you can get her to the point
of... she voted for Ron Paul in the primary.
You're saying that if you can get her to the point of getting it on most issues, to the point where you can actually move to New Hampshire, then you've really done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to your phone calls. On screen to the amp line, who is this?
It's Johnson.
Hey, Johnson, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, can you guys actually hear me pretty good? There's some difficulty in the amp line. I was actually hoping to come out on hold, but
yeah, we've been having some problems recently. I don't know what they are. I've been trying to figure them out, but we can hear you fine. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to the point that I was going to make about I think it was Tim is his name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the point that I was going to bring up is just to the main thing to focus on, I guess, if you're going to have a discussion, I think the first thing I was going to say is suggest is Mary Rudd's book, and you guys got to it, so I think that's great. The other thing that I was going to suggest in conversations is to just always focus, and this is, I think, relevant to any sort of libertarian conversation, is rather than having an argument or a debate about it, is to just always focus on the aspect of force and the aspect of violence and just, again, focus on, hey, you're not a violent person, and making sure that, you point out the gun, but don't put it in that person's hands, and, make sure that she's aware of that, aware of where, that belief system leads.
I think it's a good point. Point out the gun consistently. Don't put it in their hands. Obviously, they don't want to be tied to the violence, and they certainly don't want to see violence enacted on their loved ones. So you can keep bringing it around to that. I think it's a good suggestion. I thank you, Johnson, for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Coming up here, apparently, Arizona looking at secession. We'll talk about that here in moments and take your calls about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today. We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, or excuse me, all the features on the site are free, but Amazon not free. You're going to have to pay for stuff there. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, load up your shopping cart, and check out. You'll get great deals on the products and the brands that you trust. You'll get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And you'll feel good because you know that a percentage of your purchase, and actually a fairly decent percentage, is going to Free Talk Live. So get shopping over at Amazon.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls about what you want. Jim in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Jim, hey, Kansas? I just got an interesting email a couple of days ago from Bernard von Knotthaus. Did you get that same email about how he's opening up a new church?
Yeah, somebody called in, told us about it before it actually hit my inbox. Apparently, he's opening the Free Marijuana Church, where he will. It's going to apparently happen in Hawaii, where he's retired. This is Bernard von Knotthaus from the Liberty Dollar, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, and so he's apparently going to have a system where you'll go to his church, he'll give you a hit off of a bong or a pipe of marijuana or something like that, and then you'll go into a room and lay down and be with God or something like that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It caught me off guard. I mean, I got a message from a liberty activist, and all of a sudden I started talking about God. So I had to check it out because, you know, being a cult researcher and everything, it seemed kind of vague what he was getting at. And then right out of the plane open, he was just saying that he was going to start handing out free marijuana. And I was like, how long exactly do you think that'll last?
I don't know, but I wish him. Were you converted upon just hearing about it? Like, hallelujah, did you have a moment?
No, I still consider myself an atheist. though conversion for legality might be an interesting idea.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting approach. I mean, he isn't selling the marijuana, and he's not giving out a whole bunch of it. He's not really giving out enough to get most people high. So, very strange situation. I think it's an interesting approach to activism. And apparently he's ready for this. You know, he's to the point in his life where he's retired from the Liberty Dollar. He doesn't have apparently any other responsibilities to deal with, so he's ready to venture off into the area of civil disobedience. And I support him on it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I hope it works out. However, I was an ex-socialist myself, and one of the things that I would have called myself a socialist now, but I wouldn't call myself a socialist then. I was actually a Green Party member. And one of the things that really got me to start changing, aside from Penn and Teller's show, was the fact that I was in California, and I was saying, well, you know, the government, there's so many things that government should do, because there's only so many jobs that are too big that only the government can do, like take care of the environment. And living in Southern California and seeing the smog every day, it kind of breaks down that mentality, you know. And it's just small steps that I think that he's going to have to take over a long period of time. There's not going to be a book that she's going to read and be like, oh, I was wrong this whole time. Because people admitting that they're wrong, it just rarely ever happens. It usually takes a gradual, slow thing, you know, issue by issue, and then they start coming to the realization, you know what? Maybe government doesn't do a good job at all.
I agree with you. I think you and Mark are correct. It is going to be a process. However, I do have to say that Mary Ruart's book is really one of those blow-you-away style books. Have you ever read it?
Actually, it's on my wish list at Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. I own it. I haven't read it in even close to its entirety. I've paged through it. I've read it a little bits here and there.
When you read her stories, I mean, her real-life stories, both from her experience and citations that she's got all kinds of citations, her real-life stories of people who've been hurt, the people that the government is intending to help, she shows how the government hurts them. If you're somebody that cares about the downtrodden and cares about others, there's no way you can take those stories and possibly come out of it, in my opinion at least, and say, well, that's what should have happened, because it's absolutely outrageous. You know, one of my favorite examples that I've used so many times on this program is the little girl, the 15-year-old girl living in an urban neighborhood that decided to start her own hair braiding business, got a little bit of news coverage over that story, and then a few days later, the bureaucrats showed up to shut her down because she's unlicensed. It's unsafe.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
It's one of the things that really works well with people is to show how the government doesn't work, especially with socialists that want the government to do this and do that. My mother-in-law is visiting in town, and she was saying something regarding what the government should be doing with this bailout, something or other, and I had the opportunity to say, but look, this is what happens every single time. As a matter of fact, here's what she said. She wanted the government to set up a situation where it would buy homeowners' houses, buy their mortgages out, and then set the price at the market rate and then refinance at a lower rate, and wanted the government essentially to go in the loan business and lose a bunch of money.
And they did that with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae, didn't they?
Pretty close, but let's do it again. They didn't do it right. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And so set it up, set this up, and I'm like, but look, the big bankers and the people with lots of money and who have money to buy lobbyists, they're the ones who get to control this government apparatus. No matter what, we're never going to be the ones that get to control it. Never, ever, ever are you going to be the one. I don't care how good your idea is, are you going to be the one to control it? It's always going to be somebody with more money and more power that's going to twist the system every single time to their ends. So what you need to do is take the gun away from them.
Yeah, and even if you do have control, there's going to be someone else who says, maybe we should tack on this addendum to it, and that just completely ruins it from the get-go.
Yep.
So.
Thanks, Jim, for the suggestions tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's certainly no easy task. It is definitely a challenge to help somebody understand why liberty is the better choice when all of their lives they have been told that government is necessary for this and that, and government, we need government for, you know, to provide these various different functions, especially when you've got the news media out there parroting what the government claims. I mean, I heard a claim on the radio this morning about how the free market has failed. This Steve Forbes, right, who's supposedly some financial whiz,
yeah,
he's getting on the radio talking about how, well, sometimes when the patient is sick, you need to bring in the defibrillator, and it doesn't matter what brand name the defibrillator is or whatever, suggesting that the free market was sick and that we need the government to come in and give it a little jump to get it back going.
I don't know that I necessarily believe that that's from what you're saying there, that example. I don't know that necessarily. If he said the free market failed here,
that's what he was saying. Okay. I was paraphrasing essentially what he said. He said the free market was the sick patient, and it doesn't matter what brand of defibrillator you bring in, suggesting that the government could come in and jumpstart the free market again, that the government could come in and fix the free market. To suggest that there even is a free market to be fixed is complete poppycock.
Well,
nonsense.
To some extent, the free market was existing within the government terrarium that they had built, and
it's
put
not
cracks.
Free.
Well, it's
as long as there is control by
the market was reacting
guns.
Within the government terrarium. Is that fine with you?
Okay.
Because
yes.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So the market was reacting within this government terrarium. It put some cracks in the glass of the terrarium. And, you know, it's going to do that because it's going to, essentially, the market's going to try to tear down the restrictions. People don't look at it that way. They look at, and obviously some of the ways that it's going to try to tear down the restrictions and bring down home prices back to where they would belong and that kind of thing, it's going to cause some people some pain, and they don't want that pain. Well, the problem is that you set up the terrarium in the first place.
Yeah. So there's just so much misinformation being thrown around out there, and so the free marketplace is just being torn up in the media. And there's very few people that are going to get out there and defend a true free market, because even the people that use the terminology free market don't accurately utilize it. So it's no surprise that we have this problem with people, our loved ones, our friends, and our family members, just not getting it. And then when you're the only one in their life that's telling them something different, you seem like a crackpot loon. So I think that exposing these people to these messages of liberty as consistently and as understandably and as persuasively as possible is important. And to that end of persuasion, I'd like to make another suggestion to Tim earlier and anybody else in the situation where they have a loved one who's having trouble getting the whole liberty idea. Brush up on your persuasion skills, because one of the things that you don't really necessarily know when you first discover liberty is how to effectively communicate it to others. So go to theadvocates.org. It's the Advocates for Self-Government, great organization. In fact, Dr. Ruart, who we talked about earlier, she's a member of the Advocates. She helps out with those guys. She puts out books. The Advocates publishes her books. Anyway, the Advocates, well, they publish some of her books. And the Advocates are dedicated to helping liberty-minded people become more effective at communicating their ideas, being more effective at persuading people to our side. So it's a great way to go and brush up on your skills or create skills if you don't have any whatsoever, because it can be challenging, especially if you're talking to somebody that you care about, because you want so badly to bring them on that you may overlook some of the more persuasive methods in favor of some sort of brute force method, which is not going to create the results you're looking for. So do a little brushing up, do a little learning, expand your own mind first, and then see what you can do. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!